KQED.
We'll get our latest look at the country's job market tomorrow when the Labor Department tells us the unemployment rate and how many jobs were gained or lost in September. Economists have used the term full employment to describe the Bay Area's job market. We have a reputation of having plenty of jobs. Take Santa Clara County. The unemployment rate hovers around 3.9% there. But the county actually lost some jobs in August, which means job growth could be slowing. And as KQED Silicon Valley reporter Tanya Mosley discovered, it may be connected to affordability.
I'm walking through downtown San Jose, and there's a lot going on down here. There's the Adobe Systems headquarters, the Tech Museum of Innovation, San Jose State University is down here. It has all of the bones of a vibrant business district, the potential for a lot of jobs. But there's one major thing that's holding San Jose and other parts of Santa Clara County from continuing to grow. And according to experts, that's housing.
We think that it's a binding constraint on growth in the labor force and in turn growth of the overall economy.
That's Robert Kleinhens. He's the executive director of economic research with Beacon Economics. He's been studying the correlation between high housing prices and job growth here in San Francisco and the Silicon Valley.
Those two areas for several years accounted for a huge share of job growth for the state as a whole. All of that has really slowed down.
According to the State Employment Development Department, Santa Clara County lost 3,000 jobs in August. The San Francisco-San Mateo area saw a decline of 2,000 jobs during the same period. Many of the losses were in the transportation, utilities, construction, and service sectors, industries with more middle and low-income employees. Here's San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo.
The reality is it's been very hard for any employer to be able to bring anyone to this area who has not already been accustomed to high housing costs.
Liccardo says he's not sure the job losses seen in August will continue, but he has heard for years that housing is a major barrier for employers. That's why he's pushing for more of it.
In a region as expensive as this one, you need a public subsidy in order to restrict rents to enable many residents to be able to afford to live.
The city is focusing on more dense housing. Think building up, condos, apartment complexes in the downtown core. The mayor is in the beginning stages of proposing a 15-point housing plan to spur housing growth so that people can not only find a job, but a place to live, too. I'm Tanya Mosley, KQED News.